Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Democrat House Minority, you played this in the big take, but that seemed like 17 hours ago.
It does.
Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says a bill ensuring only American citizens can vote in our election is, quote, voter suppression. This is cut one, Phil. If you have it there, roll it.
In that referendum in Wisconsin, then you should have brought the SAVE Act, which is a voter suppression bill that we strongly oppose, to the floor this week. You could have done it. Could have done it today. Could do it tomorrow.
You could have done it.
We dare you to bring the SAVE Act to the floor. We'll have that discussion.
Okay.
That's voter suppression.
It's actually Jim Crow 2.0, if you think about it, really. And let's call
Joe Biden's calling Jim Eagle.
Yeah, Jim Eagle, Jack Crow.
Not a joke.
You know, what is a joke was, I remember, Sean, right before I came up here, I was with Odyssey, and I was doing sports in Atlanta while living in Nashville in 2021. And remember when the Major League Baseball All-Star Game got moved from Atlanta because of the alleged voter suppression? And then we found out that it's actually easier to vote in red state Georgia than it is blue state New York, your former hometown state. They just peddle fear when the facts show no, it's actually easier to vote in a red state, specifically when we're talking and comparing Georgia versus New York.
Yeah, that was one of the dumbest things MLB could have done, too, because they listened to the Beast of the Southeast and they moved it to, Colorado, right?
Yep.
Stacey Abrams threw a hissy fit, threatened to eat the people who decided to put the All-Star game in Atlanta, so they moved it. And then the Braves, they went to the World Series that year, so they wound up having it in Atlanta anyway. But that was really stupid. What a dumb decision. Over the voting rights stuff, so... And then we found out record turnouts in early voting and minority voting in Georgia that year or the year after.
Highest turnout.
It was like massive turnout numbers. So that just the whole narrative collapsed. And now you have Hakeem Jeffries saying that the SAVE Act is voter suppression. Well, you know what? He's right. I would love to suppress the votes of people who are not allowed to vote in my elections. Yes, I absolutely want to suppress the votes of illegal aliens and non-citizens who are not allowed to vote in my elections. 100%, 1,000%, 1,000,000% to Hakeem Jeffries. We're not telling you that if you're a citizen, you can't vote. That's not the goal of the SAVE Act. The goal of the SAVE Act is to make sure that people who are here illegally or who are not citizens and do not have the right to participate in our elections don't participate in our elections. When somebody who is ineligible to vote, whether it's a dead person or somebody who is illegally in the country, it dilutes the weight of eligible voters' votes, and we should not want that to happen. The reason why the Democrats want that to happen is because they win the dead vote, they win the illegal vote, and these people vote for them. That's all it is. It's a threat to them. You could always tell what they're threatened by based on what they come out and just foam at the mouth to protest. Yeah. USAID, illegals voting, all those different things.
Anna, it's amazing. You live in a state that can wrap up elections and deliver results to their voters and citizens in one day.
I know. Impressive.
And you've lived in California where it takes 3 weeks to get results.
Yeah. I've raised in California, lived in Florida for the last almost decade. It's crazy I've been here that long. And I don't see myself moving back home anytime soon. Which is such a shame because San Diego is like, bar none, the best weather like on the planet around. It's just the best. It's Florida without the humidity. It's perfection. But, you know, I don't agree with how they run things over there. And I was even telling my liberal family that lives in Portland, Oregon, I treaded very lightly on all political conversations. But I said to them, and I would say this to anybody, like, I would advise people to live in a place that reflects their values. Because if you move to a place that doesn't reflect your values, you're just frustrated all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in Florida. I'm happy here. I'm not going anywhere.
And then, Sean, you have the maniacs that, like you, leave New York for Tennessee, except those maniacs flee because of the blue policies that they're sick of, and then they go to Tennessee and they vote Democrat anyway.
That's real wild.
It's unbelievable what people do that. They'll flee, you know, California, come to Tennessee, and then be like, put porn in the school. Like, you just left that. You just left a state where people take all of. Why didn't you stay?
Yeah.
If you like it so much, you could have. It was a haven for stuff like that. Go back. Tennessee's closed to liberals.
I have friends still down there that have signs in their yard saying Nashville is closed, no vacancies, because they're tired of it.
But no more.
The last couple of days, there's been this debate about a Maryland man, as we've heard from the mainstream news, father, right, who's been deported.
Family man.
Who's been deported. And there's been, I don't know, like I'm seeing reports that the administration is saying it was a clerical error and he's in El Salvador but can't come back. Other people are saying that he's actually a gang member. I don't really know what to believe with this. But that didn't stop Eli Mestau on. He's becoming a favorite, by the way.
He's a pain in the ass.
Is that the fat Cornel West looking guy?
Yes.
I like to say he's if Joy Reid and Don King had a baby.
Yeah.
Eli would pop out.
He says that even if you prove to me that they are gang members, meaning these people that were deported in El Salvador, he still opposes shipping them back,
even if proven to be dangerous.
Roll it.
Okay.
Information about their status, and just to slightly push back on Mark, even if you tell me and you prove that they're gang members, I'm not so sure that I'm okay with them being sent off to be tortured in a foreign country. But I'll leave that aside.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Then you can house them.
Yes, that's it.
I won't. My tax dollars will not go to them. You work for MSNBC. You're also, I believe he's a professor at some Ivy League institution. He probably makes at least five times what I make. So since you have such ample income and 4,000 square feet and six bedrooms, and I'm assuming this guy's not married because who the hell would want to marry that and sleep with that?
Oh, boy.
You can have give one of your spare rooms to an MS-13 member. Tell me how it works out.
I'm all about it. Martha's Vineyard, too. Everybody over at Martha's Vineyard, you know, send them back over there.
Yeah.
Remember? 48 hours, humanitarian emergency, get off the island. It was like Survivor. They all voted them out.
Yeah.
That was it. You've been voted off. I lead by example.
Yeah,
that's what I say. All these leftists, they love the high taxes. Everyone's got to pay their fair share. Right, Bernie? You pay your fair share with your three houses. How about that first?
Yeah.
Okay? Lead by example. That's what we do.
I love it. Yeah, Bernie, I hate capitalism. Capitalism has destroyed America. By the way, if you want my autographed book, it's $95.
Jeez, $95, minimum wage, $15 an hour. I can't stand him.
Remember when we used to think that Bernie Sanders was anti-establishment and he was just all in the swamp? So disappointing.
Right.
He really is. He's
free healthcare for
he's,
all.
He's the epitome of the swamp.
He's a gator. Yeah, he's in the swamp.
He's a gator. So this is Alex Crawford. She's a correspondent for Sky News. I saw this yesterday. I don't know how old it is, but it is such a eye-opening thing. As we talk about USAID, and we talk about people from other countries, and how much do they have against the American people? This is it. She was a correspondent. I think this is like northern Syria, and these are 6 and 8 year olds that are like this is like an ISIS safe haven there, and she's there with like a reporting crew. And these kids are making beheading signs to them.
Yeah, it's the next wave of terrorism.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, future generations.
So whenever you say about all the money that's going to foreign countries and all this stuff, this is what we're funding.
Yeah.
This is what they're funding. They're being told at this age that we're infidels and we need to be beheaded.
They're funding the never-ending war.
Roll this.
We're going to behead you, they're saying. Alongside cutting motions.
Look at this. Look at these kids.
Look how young these kids are. I mean, some of them don't look more than 6, 8, 10, but they're making very violent gestures towards us. And this is what many are worried about, because they have been kept in this very difficult situation for so many years. And those are the ones, these young people, who they fear might be used as IS recruits.
Some of these ISIS wives and families have been here for more than 6 years. Many of the children have been born here and
not
don't
being
like
able to show
outsiders,
any skin.
Particularly Western ones. Young ones right now, but they're feared to be the next generation of cubs of the caliphate.
Of course
they don't
are.
Get rehabilitation or psychological help. They, like everyone else here, taunt their Kurdish guards that ISIS will soon be back in control and freeing them.
Most of the people in the camp are utterly dependent on aid, and 70% of it comes from US aid.
Thank you.
So a sudden dramatic cut in aid
has had not just an impact on their feelings of vulnerability, but also has led to a spike in attacks, restlessness, and frankly, anger.
All right, so pause it right there. So all of the liberal women out there, Elon pulled the plug on USAID for nations in need. Guess what, lady? Guess what?
Yeah.
You go over to the Middle East, your face covered.
Yep.
Your arms covered. That little bit of cleavage you want to show, covered. No skin, or you're beheaded. I mean, you got kids that are six there taunting the Kurdish military, saying, enjoy it now.
Well, that's what everybody says.
Because ISIS is on the return.
Women and children. It's women and children. These are the children. These are the children making
And we thought Gen Z was bad.
Yeah, exactly.
This seems worse.
I don't want to see kids starve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not what I want, but here's the deal, right? I'd rather not feed people who want me to lose my head. I don't care if you're a kid. You know, maybe we need to. I don't know. I don't know what to do in that situation, but I don't. I certainly don't want to feed them.
Yeah.
Number two is, you know, even if it's a situation where, oh my gosh, there's AIDS and it's out of control in Africa. Well, not my country, not my problem.
Yeah.
I mean, sort of. Also, the USAID is such a net negative. You know, look at it like cancer. Sometimes you do have to cut out some healthy tissue to get rid of the tumor. Just because you're taking out healthy tissue is not justification to leave the tumor there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave the tumor there, you die, right? That's what happens. So, you like, sometimes you have to do these things. And like, okay, so we're feeding the kids and they want us beheaded.
Yes.
So if we don't feed the kids, how much worse could it get? Right? Yeah. I mean, you already want to cut off my head and we're giving you food.
Right.
No, they're going to get angry. They're already angry.
Yeah.
they want me to get my head cut off.
Speaking of being fed and being healthy, I need a tabbouleh food drop. If we've got any quality Middle Eastern restaurants, I need some. You want to have a healthy dish. By the way, these kids, I'll take a tabbouleh and a beheaded infidel immediately. Here's the deal with tabbouleh, though. Great summer treat, great summer salad, the parsley, the tomatoes, the onion, a little olive oil, lemon, a little salt, pepper. Don't go heavy on the wheat.
Yeah.
I don't want a bunch of cracked wheat. Very minimal on the wheat. I want the parsley.
And heads of infidels.
And heads of infidels.
And heads of infidels, of course.
Medium rare, like my lamb.
That is the most eye-opening video I've ever seen. And Sean, you are 100% right. I don't want kids to starve.
No.
I agree with you. It's not their fault the way they're being raised.
Right. Do you think that child wants to play Legos with your kid?
However, however, they're being taught at this age to become the next ISIS member. What do you do with
that? You might have sympathy for him now as a kid, but they're not going to be a kid forever.
Exactly.
Well, the kid
and oftentimes,
could be the next Abbeygate bomber, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
think about the kids that were... So let's look at this. From the Middle East to China to America. In the Middle East, we've got six-year-olds being raised to be the next ISIS fighter for their greater cause. In China, in schools, we've got kids loading handguns at their desk, being taught how to use a firearm. And in our schools, we're teaching our kids or confusing them about gender identity and which pronoun to use.
Yeah.
We're cooked.
You feel like a cat? Here's a litter box.
We're done.
We should take a break and come back and do a little bit more for the cut sheet.
That's right. And then Joe Conklin, I just saw him moseying around the hallway. He'll be in here in about 10 minutes. It's Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This North Dakota mayor had to resign after he filmed a video of himself, quote, pleasuring himself on a lunch break and sent it to a city attorney.
So he was tubing.
What?
Mayor.
He was fobbing off. Honking the hedgehog.
Mayor of Minot, I guess.
Tom
Ross resigned after he sent a video of himself doing the deed to a city attorney, Stephanie Stahlheim.
Oh.
So in this video, you'll see, this is cut 29, Phil.
You can see the video?
Well, no, we're not going to see the video.
Yeah.
This is a news report, but you get you get to see the dude and the gal.
Honestly, can I be the first to comment on this one?
Yeah. Absolutely. You see the dude. Let me just say that again, and then you see the gal. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD, by the way, if you want to see these videos. Phil, roll this disgusting thing.
With a major shakeup in leadership in the city of Minot, Tom Ross resigning as mayor of Minot today. It comes after the release of a report on an investigation into Ross's conduct. Keona Rivera covered a special city council meeting this afternoon and joins us in studio with more. Keona?
Good evening, Joe. According to the investigative report, City Attorney Stephanie Stahlheim filed a formal harassment complaint on January 28th against Ross. The report states Stahlheim received a sexually explicit video over text 2 weeks prior. According to the report, when interviewed about the incident, Ross confirmed it was him in the video and he had recorded the video during his lunch break prior to sending it to Stahlheim. The reporter writer says Ross intended to send it to his romantic partner, whose name begins with C, but mistakenly sent it to the contact city attorney. Oh.
Sorry.
At this afternoon special meeting, the council accepted the findings of the report. A few council members also spoke on the challenges the city has faced in the past few months.
The city's been through an awful lot. City organization, city staff, The people of our city have been through a lot.
Yeah.
The well-being of our city, as Alderman Blessam said, has been on shaky ground more often than we care to admit over the last few years and months. Yeah. We've been faced with challenges that most cities never have to endure. Today, I sit before you with heart overcome by sadness and disappointment as we face yet another moment of poor leadership in our city's history.
Yeah.
God.
We also reached out directly to Ross for a statement on today's developments. He said he takes responsibility for the mistake and said he will always have respect for Stahlheim.
Yes.
The decision I made falls in line with all my work on behalf of the city of Minot.
And here's my best
work. Heart and soul into this community. My stepping down is one more decision that is best for all of Minot. We'll have this full statement on our website.
Wow. I got up and then I stepped down.
Oh my God.
You know, guess I got to defend Tom Ross.
Guess you could say he had a hard time.
Yeah,
he
did. Hard time. Very hard time.
Hard, very hard.
Maybe.
Time.
I mean, what is the mayor of Minot, North Dakota supposed to do all day? You have to fill the hours of the day with something,
that's
do you not?
That's a great point.
Isn't that a great point? Even I agree.
John,
honestly, there's 24 hours a day.
I think the real villain in this story is the city attorney.
There's a good chance that that's a part-time mayoral position. He might have a full-time job.
She should have been a real one and just saw it and laughed and not tried to ruin the guy's life.
Wow.
That's what I would have done. Wow. I mean, like, I'm not so fragile that if I see that, I'm going to laugh and I'm going to know that that guy, anything I want from that guy for the rest of my life, I'm going to get. Yeah. I'm going to get because I got the blackmail that you sent to me. So.
That's true.
Take that,
she
put it in your pocket.
For an opportune moment to use it. If she was
absolutely
smart, you know?
But instead she
extorted a few bucks, you know?
She files a report on the guy and ruins his life. Shame on her. Be an adult and accept it.
Hey, look, you know, Jeffrey Toobin is back on CNN. So everybody gets a second chance. So I would advise Tom Ross, lay low, sit it out for 18 months.
Cuomo's coming back, too, so I guess.
Get it out of your system. You have a lot of time on your hands now.
By the way, Sean, wasn't it you as Mr. President who said we need to combine the Dakotas anyway?
Yes. We're gonna combine the Dakotas, and we're gonna get rid of Rhode Island, right? Because it's not an island. It's a stupid name.
So has Doug Burgum and Kristi Noem reached out to this individual as most notable figures from North and South Dakota? By the way, is Tom Ross Republican or Democrat? Do we know?
I don't know. No.
I'm going to look this up. Tom Ross, mayor. I might have to change my position if he's a Democrat.
By the way, like you're sending videos of that. Like,
well, he meant to send it to somebody else.
Yeah, but
he
walked.
That's what he said. I don't know. Who cares?
Why are so many people bad at using phones these days? Like Signal.
He's a boomer.
You got the woman with the like. Oh, can we just like? It's not hard to not send the right.
Apparently, it's hard to find out if he's Republican. I cannot find. I've searched like 8 things. Is the guy a Republican? Not that it matters, but like, what the hell?
By the way, if you're sending that video, don't you like check, double check, triple check, quadruple check that you're sending it to the right person? You know what
apparently
I mean? Like,
not.
I guess not. But
I just blame it on the fact that he's a boomer. You know, he can't help it. They're just bad with technology. So.
Nick, before we have to break again here, Keith Martin, one of our great YouTube contributors, sent a AI video. They matched. This is for Sean and Anna. He mashed together the naked woman dancing for Spirit Airline and an AI video of me dancing with her. Would you guys like to see this?
I would love.
Yes, please.
All right, roll this. Roll this, Phil. There you go.
Oh, hey.
Oh, AI my stalker.
Why am I AI? What is that?
Oh, see, now that now it looks right there with the freeze frame with the side angle of Greg's head tilted to the left there. Go a little bit further. You can actually see the original picture because it, like, right there.
Yeah.
That's closer to actual Greg Red. That was a picture that you had back in the day when it was the only you and Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be a 10-year-old picture.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no
By
idea
the way,
where that's from.
Nick, to answer your question about the party, I believe their mayor elections in North Dakota in that city are nonpartisan elections, so there is no party.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder why I
from
couldn't find it.
From what I just read, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Now it makes sense.
Now it does make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, we should break again. Say goodbye to Sean.
Conklin up next. All Sean, great stuff. Hopefully no tornadoes. If there are,
right,
track them.
We'll be
following.
He's back with us tomorrow.
And we'll
too,
see
by
you
the
tomorrow.
Way.
Yeah.
7:30. Looking forward to it, brother.
Yes, sir. See you tonight.
All right, there he is. Sean Farish. Anna will stay with us. Conklin next. Phillies tickets in about 20 as we continue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
They return to the Keswick Theater this Saturday, April 5th, Glenside, Pennsylvania, with all proceeds. They're going to the Abington Police Department and the five Abington fire companies who fought the SPS fire last month, and it will be hosted by a man who will be coming in here in about 25 or 30 minutes, our very own Dom Giordano. By the way, I said this to Greg and Sean and Anna on the air earlier. I've seen you 5-6 different times on the stand-up alone, but when you were at Westchester for the last one, what was that, about 6 weeks ago, first time I had seen the whole production. What a hell of a performance, man. I'm not here to really kiss your ass, but I'm going to kiss your ass. That was a hell of a show.
Well, who doesn't want to have a whole band behind them?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I kind of always, we come from a family of singers. Both my parents sang at church.
Yeah.
My dad made a side living singing at funerals and weddings, mostly funerals.
Yeah.
So we sang a lot around the house, and none of us really did it professionally. Of course, I went into this hellhole of a business,
right?
But doing impressions, but
yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to have, I would love to have, this is a good act here, but how about a band too?
Right.
Somehow it came together a few years ago, and it's been great.
And the hell with the band for a moment. It looks like we're going to avoid the band, the short term at least, until they table it for further discussions as the lights are literally going off.
What is happening?
Is the Undertaker here?
What is happening?
Now the lights are back on.
Oh, my Lord.
I thought Dawn was in Italy. Who's in there screwing around in that booth with the lights?
I think it's Dom Giordano.
Oh, all right. So it looks like we will not have the band of the Tush Push, so I got to imagine that Meryl Reese is pretty pleased about that.
I am, and for now we continue to push each other's tushes for another month or so, and Mike is here.
I'm over here, Merle. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think about this? Is this the tush-push splat of the game?
Well, in all seriousness, it's just jealousy, and they don't like when people keep winning. And the Eagles were real strong this year. And they're just trying to find a way to beat us.
Mike is right.
No, I'm just ticked at this thing because, seriously, I think the rule changed about 20 years ago, 2004, where you couldn't pull or push a ball carrier because the ball carrier would stay up and the defense would keep riding them back. But, I think they're going to probably ban this thing. But what are the Eagles going to do? They're going to do they're going to line up and do it again. I guess you just can't push him.
You're just not going to have Barkley behind him shoving Hurts.
Yeah. So it'll be kind of interesting, actually.
I still think it's going to work because Hurts squats 600 pounds, right?
So exactly.
He's built like a truck. So there you go. We'll continue with Joe Conklin. Right now, let's squeeze in a quick update. It's time for Anna Hummel's Big 3 at 940.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Miller Gardner's toxicology results confirm his cause of death after Yankees' great son, 14, died on vacation. A sad story. Miller Gardner died last month of carbon monoxide inhalation, a toxicology report confirmed Wednesday night, just 2 days after Costa Rican authorities revealed the hotel room where the 14-year-old son of Yankees legend Brett Gardner stayed with his families had high levels of the noxious gas. The teen died suddenly on March 21st while on vacation in Costa Rica after suffering a mysterious illness that affected several members of the family.
Yeah, I saw this story. Phil Omquist probably very, very distraught. If you're a Phillies baseball fan, you might recall Brett Gardner. I think that was probably, maybe 2005 to 2017, that stretch of Yankees baseball. Brett Gardner, I wouldn't call him a Yankees legend, but he was very good grinded out hustler.
These stories to me are so, you always hear about these people that go on these vacations to other countries, and carbon monoxide is an issue.
Yeah.
And originally when the story came out, Nick, I don't know if you saw it, it was they thought he had food poisoning or something like that.
That's how they pitched it.
Yeah, that he threw up in his mouth and choked on it or something like that. I don't know. But
you go to these nations or these Caribbean countries. I mean, Joel Embiid is with us. Joel, would you recommend anybody going to Cambodia for spring break?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time staying healthy right here in Philly. Called maybe I will be better back in my native Africa, Cameroon. I miss riding on the elephant.
This is why.
Cambodia?
This is why you need to stay. This is why you need to stay in this country. You know what I mean? Stop vacationing to other places. Stay right here.
Right.
Thank you.
You're gonna leave. You go to Italy.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? You should go to the Keswick Theater on April 5th and see Joe Conklin and the Rhythm City.
And they serve American food. Give me some French fries. Oh.
So you're not serving carbon monoxide?
You always got to go back to the danger.
I do. I'm a very dark person.
We have dark senses of humor here.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm dark MAGA.
Dark man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's alive and well.
Jimmy Van Damme.
Is that Rob Van Damme's nephew?
I don't know. But he's facing sex trafficking charges in Romania. Allegedly accepted sex with 5 women as a gift.
Wow.
Was he hanging out with the Tate brothers?
Yeah, it seems that way. Jean-Claude Van Damme is reportedly facing charges of having sex with trafficked women in Romania, allegedly accepting sex with several women as a gift.
Conklin, make this funny.
Shocking stuffer.
It's amazing. Speaking of weird things with women, Joe Biden has actually swung by the studios. 46, how are you, sir? Have you sniffed any women lately?
Wow. Come on, I'm being serious right now. Where are we? What time is it?
Oh, my God. 9:40.
Go Eagles. Oh
yeah, your wife's a Philly girl.
She can't remember her name right now. But she's from Philly.
It's Philly Jilly.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. There's Joe Conklin. Everybody just coming by.
I love it.
Little cameos here and there. It. Yeah, Bob and Weave.
Yeah.
All right, Anna, continue. Sorry.
And lastly... And lastly, Mayor Adams drops out of the Democratic primary in bombshell shakeup after a bogus corruption case dismissed. But he has another plan, it seems. Eric Adams announced Thursday that he will not seek the Democratic nomination for mayor, instead pushing all his chips in a long shot run as an independent candidate, which we discussed earlier. More than 25,000 New Yorkers signed my Democratic primary petition, but the dismissal of the bogus case against me dragged on for too long, making it impossible to mount a primary campaign while these false allegations were held over me, Adams said in the 6-minute spiel.
So Eric Adams now has something in common with Donald J. Trump. They both dropped the D. Trump went R. Adams is going I. And swinging by now is the 47th president of the United States, Donald Trump, with us.
We're doing so many great things, and what I love about, what's his name?
Adams.
He's very loyal, and we all know him. He's been very loyal for a very long time, and we're doing so many tremendous... I wish him luck. I don't know what he's going to do now. Maybe sell cars or something. You know, cap the tariffs.
Yeah.
Maybe he can. Maybe he can hold up my charts from the,
yeah, the tariff chart.
Value menu. Yeah. That was quite a show. We're getting a lot of great feedback from it. We did a great job.
Yeah.
So many great things.
Joel Embiid, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, all in about a 6-minute stretch.
Joe Bobbin Conklin.
And weaving. Yeah, April Joe Conklin, 5th. Folks.
We're going to get tickets, Mr. President. We're going to get tickets for your
we're
show.
Doing the big show. Big it's show. At the Keswick, and it's for a great cause. You get tickets at JoeConklin.com. It's very, very, very clean, very easy.
Yeah.
Very simple.
JoeConklin.
JoeConklin.com. Some would hustle up and say, JoeConklin.com!
Anyways.
It's great to see you, brother.
Like yeah, that's a Kale & Company News Live.
Thank you very much, mm-hmm. Anna Hummel.
Just take a break and
yep,
go back.
We'll come back. Bells and whistles are on tap. That means movies. That means music. That means what's coming up at 10 o'clock, and you're going to want to stick around. A little different twist today.
Twist.
Your chance for Phillies Giants tickets, but you need to know your movies. Kale & Company back after this.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Bills 4-1, Giants 5-1 right now. You're probably going to get two good teams, but can you identify Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery movie clip?
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I need a car. How about loan me a couple thousand when you get out?
What kind of car you want?
Convertible? I'm a ragtop man.
Deal.
Good. But even if you do give me the money for a car, it don't mean if I ever hear of you crossing the line.
Now, Jack. Now, the both of us know I'm going to be an honest man from now on, right?
But if I did decide to be a thief, what makes you think you can catch me?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Ah, Jimmy Kelly, you're back in my good graces. One of my all-time favorite movies. It came out in 1982.
And I'll tell you why in a second. Why?
Oh, beautiful. The second one was also good as well, which came out 8 years later. But if you can identify it by being caller 12 at 855-839-1210, you are going to see the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Francisco Giants April 15th, tax day, Jackie Robinson day. Enjoy, all courtesy of Kale and Company, 855-839-1210. Best of luck. And now we find out why that movie was played, as that will be revealed in Today in Music History.
What happened on this day?
April 3rd, we celebrate the birthdays of Sebastian Bach of Skid Row, who's 57, Eddie Murphy, who's 64, and Mike Ness from Social Distortion, who's now 63. Singles include Kiss Me Deadly by Aleta Ford in 88, and Iron Fist by Motorhead in 82. Albums include Wheels of Steel by Saxon in 80, The Headless Children by Wasp in 89, Hair the Dog by Nazareth in 75, and Titans of Creation by Testament in 2020. Also in 2007, Keith Richards denied that he snorted the ashes of his late father. In 80, during the Pretenders' first tour, Chrissy Hynde was involved in a bar altercation, then arrested and spent the night in jail. In 74, Freebird by Skinner was recorded. In 2022, the Foo Fighters won the Best Rock Album Grammy for Medicine at Midnight. By the way, not the best rock album that year. In 2018, GNR's Welcome to the Jungle was named Best Workout Song of the Year by Gold's Gym. In 84, Van Halen's Jump was certified gold. In 56, Elvis performed on the aircraft carrier USS Hancock in San Diego. In 89, roughly two dozen Grateful Dead fans are arrested after trying to get into a show in Pittsburgh without tickets. The mayor said, "I don't want those dead enders ever back here again." But lastly, since we're giving away Phil's Giants tickets, on this day in 84, Huey Lewis sang the national anthem on opening day at Candlestick Park. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Locke.
He dazzles and he mesmerizes every single time. Phil Omquist, what, and now...
Why was the movie...
It's Eddie Murphy's birthday.
Oh!
That's correct.
How old is Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, 64.
48?
48.
What's wrong with you? I was tying in the movie.
Okay. Oh,
Anthony in Chesterfield, what movie was that, buddy?
That was 48 Hours.
That's right. Can you give me, Anthony, can you give me a Roxanne at a real high pitch?
A what fan?
You remember when Eddie Murphy says, Roxanne!
Roxanne!
There you go.
Put on the red line.
Attaboy, Anthony. There you go. Congratulations, man. You got the Phil's tickets.
Thanks.
You got it. Anthony in Chesterfield. Yeah, Eddie Murphy's sitting in the joint. He's got the Walkman with the headphones on.
Yeah.
Getting ready to get out of the can.
Did anybody tell Joe Conklin he can come back in?
Yeah, we'll figure out where Joe is in a moment. So congratulations. So let's get to this Morgan Wallen story. We have the update. Phil Omquist will have the video up here in a moment. So this is interesting because I saw this. Now, I didn't watch it Saturday Live because I never watch Saturday Night Live anymore unless they bring back a true legend, which makes the show funny. So Morgan Wallen, for those who don't know, arguably the biggest country singer today in modern country music with Luke Combs.
Without a question, right?
Yeah, he's got
a
top three.
I know who he is.
There you go.
Okay. And I don't know country, so if he's on my radar, he's pretty big.
I think he's very good. I like
him. Best voice in country music, would you say that?
I would go Luke Combs 1.
Wow, okay.
Although Luke Combs is a fat slob, but he's got the best voice, I think. I love his music. I love Morgan Wallen's music, too.
Yeah.
Can be a little poppy at times, which is not my thing. He's got a bit of a checkered past. I think Morgan Wallen's been dealing with alcoholism issues. He also had a terrible issue because I think every country music artist in Nashville owns a bar. Like, it's like a prerequisite if you're going to be a country artist.
Yeah.
And he apparently, I don't even have to say allegedly, I think he was found guilty of this and had to do community service. He was so drunk, he threw a bar stool off of a rooftop bar in Nashville.
Yeah,
I mean, it went down and damn near killed somebody.
He's bringing rock and roll back.
He's kind of a badass.
He needs inspiration for the songs.
So. Yeah. So he hosts Saturday Night Live, I think, or he was the music act or whatever it was.
He was the music act, yeah.
And he, you know, when they get, all right, so Phil, let's play this because this is typically what they do. Everybody waves and smiles like they all got along for the last week and love each other. Here it is. Yeah. Okay, so we don't have audio. Do we have audio?
No, there's no need for audio. Okay. You can just see the
video. So they're kissing, blowing kisses, waving. There's the beautiful chick. There's the credit, Lorne Michaels. I give you a smooch. Call me later. I gave you my number backstage. Kaboom, he walks out, right?
Bye. Yeah.
Now, I have been told. Now,
here, pause that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is he Instagrammed or posted on social his private flight, and he said, get me back to God's country.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's lived in the South, they call it God's country. Some say Central Time Zone is God's time zone.
By the way, love that private jet he has.
Love the jet,
right?
Yep. Yeah. And so apparently, now I was ready, and I'm glad we got the update because I was actually going to rip Morgan Wallen for being kind of a D-bag.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you can't stick around, you know. And I'm not a fan of SNL, their little woke little actresses on their show. It's not my thing anymore. But apparently, he was completely disrespectful. The Daily Mail is reporting that Wallen was obnoxious behind the scenes throughout his time on the show, and those that are criticizing him that had to experience him are blaming him for his MAGA politics.
Oh, God, of course. Mm.
He was unprofessional the entire time and came in with a chip on the shoulder, the insider said. He thought that he was a massive star that deserved to be treated as if they were lucky to have him. When he wasn't getting that, he threw a tantrum. I would argue Morgan Wallen's bigger than any star on SNL.
I got to tell you guys that, like, that is a long week for anybody.
It is.
Musical guest. If you don't want to be there and your record company or whatever is making you go and do this, you don't want to be there. The last thing you want to do is sit there and, like, play nice with all of these you know, liberal D-bags who don't respect you or like you, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's sad that you would actually have to have it come down to politics when they're all in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Some better than others. Kenan Thompson's been on that show 22 years. If you're on SNL for 22 years, it's probably because you didn't make it big enough to leave the show like Farley and Ferrell and Sandler and everybody else, Rock and Spade. But that's neither here nor there. But there's a lot of work that goes into that. I've seen behind the scenes 6 weeks ago, as Joe Conklin is back in studio with us, I got there to Westchester University. You think Conklin's just the star performer of the show? No, he's running the rehearsals before.
He is.
Busting his balls.
He is. He's going to, after he's done with his gig at the Keswick, April 5th, that Dom Giordano will be a part of as well, he's going to get on his private jet and say, get me back to God's country, which is what, South South Philly, Joe.
South Front Street.
April 5th, JoeConklin.com are the tickets.
That's right. Saturday, April 5th, Keswick Theater.
Sheen, yes.
Glenside, PA. All right, let's get caught up in the world of news, and then we're going to chat with Dom Giordano, who will be with Joe Conklin on Saturday. But first, it's time for a 10 o'clock edition.
Wow.
Actually, 10:02. Wow. I should be on the Schuylkill now. But I'm not. Anna Hummel, take it away.
Yes, absolutely. So a little bit of lighter news here. Michelle Obama has reflected on her dating her now husband, Barack Obama, before he started his career and found financial success. I guess she has an episode called IMO, which I believe stands for In My Opinion. Is that right?
No, it's IMO is I'm Mike Obama.
Oh, okay.
This is lighter news. Did she lose weight?
Oh, Mr. President,
have you downloaded the latest episode of Michelle's podcast?
I downloaded something else. Boom. No. We're playing nice today. We got tariffs to celebrate. Keep going.
Anna Hummel, have you been invited on as a guest to the Michelle Obama podcast?
Not yet.
Yeah, my invite got lost in the mail. I'm available.
For those of you who don't know, it's the podcast that she hosts with her brother.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't think she likes it when you call her Big Mike, which is what I call her as well. How could you not?
Anna, am I a sexist?
I don't know. I think I am too.
Okay, well then let's.
I think you're in good company. Right. So it's okay. I'm not the person to ask because I'm probably worse than you
like
are.
A bouncer at the TLA.
So what did she say about her?
Yeah, so she was asked, I guess, by her brother, quote, "Would you be attracted to a guy who's not financially sound when you meet him?" And Big Mike responded, "I married one."
Oh, wow.
Kind of like taking jabs at Barack. I mean, I guess they met when she was pretty young. Yeah, she goes, "I left my corporate firm when I met Barack. Right. I had somebody who was like, I got your back. The risks you think you're taking, they aren't that crazy, and I'm here to help you." So she was saying that, yeah.
I'm still paying off my college loan, but I'm at Big Mike.
Barack Obama has swung by. We've had the last three presidents here in studio.
Where's Gerald Ford? By the way.
I've never call him Big Mike.
I've been in love with Big Mike for a long time.
Mr. Obama, if I could ask you for a second, President Obama, 14 years ago, you talked about eliminating
waste.
What
happened to that woman in the other room? Pull my finger.
She's so good. I didn't even know you did an Obama. I didn't even know Conklin does an Obama.
Wait a minute. Let's stop laughing.
Yeah, yeah. If you hear a snort, it's definitely him.
That's me. I laugh like a woman.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
So when will Michelle start talking about dating? Because I thought the rumors were that the Obamas were getting divorced.
That's what the rumors are. I think they're still together right now.
Yeah, but I think they're just rumors, guys. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
where else would I go?
It's a good question.
Well, he was rumored to be dating what's her name, Jennifer Aniston.
Right?
Yeah.
I love you, sweetie. I love you too.
Which I thought he was playing for the other team. I feel like
those were rumors as well.
The letters, I guess.
Could be dating Mayor Pete. You never know.
Yeah.
Same basketball team.
The 90s. This stuff happens.
All right. Urban wellness rankings. This one kind of surprised me. Apparently, San Francisco tops the list of America's healthiest cities.
Really? With all the feces on the sidewalk?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been to San Francisco. They don't look too healthy over there, but maybe I haven't been in a while, so who knows. But according to WalletHub's annual Healthiest and Unhealthiest Cities in America report, San Francisco claims the top spot as the nation's healthiest metro area, followed by Honolulu and Seattle. The elaborate study examines factors ranging from healthcare access to green space availability to obesity rates.
Wow.
That's a brown
San Fran. Yeah. San Fran secured it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I could see physically the most in shape, healthy cities being on the West Coast, but they also suffer with the worst mental health as well.
Yeah, usually it's like Denver, Boulder. Those are, I thought, typically the.
Any idea where Philly came in? Did you see Philadelphia?
Oh no, I don't think it made the top 100.
San Francisco. If you walk down the street, you to evade all the dog or the feces, human do. It's a cross training regimen. It's very strict, so that'll get you healthy very quickly.
Well, I mean, and Merrill, it's hard to be healthy in Philadelphia when everything comes on a beautiful roll, whether it's a roast pork or a steak. I mean, how can you maintain your health in this city with all the carbs?
You're speaking of the bread, right?
Yes.
But you know, there's also carbs in beer. And there's a lot of beer drinking going along here in the city. How about Howie Roseman getting hit in the face with a full can of beer?
Oh, my goodness.
Bleed for this city, man. 100%. Hey, Dom Giordano walking in, man.
Dom time. Earlier than normal.
I recruited him.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
He's even got the cup of tea as we continue.
100%, man.
All right, Anna, what else you got in the hopper?
Yeah, Kanye West... My favorite rapper.
Oh, boy.
In the news.
Yeah, I'm just going to say. Yeah, isn't he selling a gold-plated swastika or something?
Probably. Yeah. I'd buy it and wear it just to make a statement.
Very sick, very sick, man.
Confirms his split from his wife, Bianca Censori, after disturbing rants. But he's tracking her on an app because she ran away. Kanye West claimed that his wife Bianca Censori left him in his new song Bianca from his latest album World War III that came out Thursday. I did not know this. The album cover features a big swastika symbol, so that's pretty cool.
Bianca Censori. There's a cream for that.
Anna, did you see his latest?
2 weeks he was down with a bad case of Bianca Censori. Back to you, Mike.
Stalker, you had the video a few days ago on the cut sheet of Kanye wearing the black hood and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's just gone off the deep end.
I find him entertaining.
He had the black KKK thing on. Like, is this performance art, or is he
psychotic?
Is he having a mental breakdown in front of us?
I mean, I can't pretend to know what's in his heart and mind, but I would assume that he's not well.
Yeah.
Would be my assumption. And I know a lot of people, like a lot of Jewish people who are very afraid, or they want to censory him, you know, whatever. But I want to hear it. Like, I am a true, like, free speech advocate.
Me
if
too.
You are saying something hateful, especially about a group I might belong to, I want to know who's saying it so I can stay the hell away from you.
Yeah.
You know, or buy or not buy your music or whatever. Like, say what you need to say. Don't censor it. Like, let it out so that, you know, everyone else can adjust to who you truly are.
This guy is making Antonio Brown look like normal.
Oh, my God.
And mentally stable.
I do want to read a little bit more because it's fun.
Okay.
This is a song lyric. She's having a panic attack and she is not liking the way that I tweeted. Until Bianca's back, I stay up all night. I'm not going to sleep. I really don't know where she's at, he sings about Censori. And then I guess the next lyrics are, I'm tracking my bitch through an app. I'm tracking my bitch through the city. She hop in the car and she ran. My biatch just don't understand. Sometimes it just feels like it's planned.
Boy, oh boy, that's got a nice beat to it. That's a jumpy number.
Dom, you're going to have to move over to that other mic.
Is that a Glenn Miller?
That mic's not working.
So being trapped on the app.
Tracking my bitch on the app today.
My wife has the Family 360 app. She could track me and my girls and all of our cell phones.
What has happened?
I know. Surveillance state I live in.
Oh, it's amazing. It's
outrageous.
Yeah,
all right,
that's Kaelin Company Anna? News Live, yes.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Can we play this real fast since we have the president here? Doug Ford, you guys know who this is. This is a cut
to Rob Ford's brother.
To Phil, cut to. He says that Canada dropping its tariffs if Trump does the same. So Canada wasn't one of the listed tariff things, was it?
As of yesterday, they were off the board. Now, I'm not sure what if there was 170 nations that were posted. I've got the chart right here.
The chart.
I think it's alphabetical. Yeah, I don't think Canada made the list.
Was it already on the list?
Remember,
it was, but it was taken off, and it was a whole...
Remember, Trump imposed tariffs on Canada and Mexico weeks ago, and they immediately bent the knee and sent more troops to the borders and all of that stuff, and Israel also took away their tariffs. I don't see Canada on here.
All right. Doug Ford, cut two.
And does President Trump know that you'd be prepared to do that?
He knows, and Secretary Lutnick knows that we're willing to take these tariffs off, like in the next minute, if he said he's taking their tariffs off. Let's look at the auto sector.
So how much of this then is some kind of theatrical dance between both yourself, frankly, and the administration? I mean, it sounds to me like if you're prepared to take yours off right now, he should be prepared to take whatever we would implement.
I'm looking right now. No, Canada is not on the list of nations yesterday.
What's he taking off, his pants or his hat? What the hell's going on here? I don't even know this guy. He's fat. I'm just looking at a picture of him. Who's the boss up there?
What are we putting tariffs on?
He's
Molson?
President of Ontario?
Labatt?
Do you remember his brother, Rob Ford, and how amazing that man
it's
was?
It's so funny. Oh my God. It's so funny you say that. I didn't put two and two together. Yes,
dude,
Rob Ford.
This crack smoking mayor of Toronto, and he was on film smoking crack. And when asked why he smoked crack, he said, quote, because I was drunk. And I was like, this is a man of the people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll He's come awesome. Back and welcome in Dom Giordano as we get ready to hand it off for Dom time Woo-hoo! A little earlier than usual.
The crossover show.
The crossover show. And it happens next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dom sits down and joins us here this morning.
Hey, I don't even know anymore, Nick. By the way, when we get back on the air, I'll tell you what I really feel. I know we're in a break now, and there's some crowds down here. Flinny was down here earlier. It's an eye-opener at 7 a.m. I understand, but it's good to have Dom Giordano back.
Hey, Chip, you had a parade you hosted live on the air once.
Oh, we do lots of parades. Some people say they're fake, but we did have...
It's so fake, even Dawn wouldn't host it.
We had that Joe Frazier parade when he went up to declare Bucks County, but Joe's gone now. We'll leave him alone.
On a humble. You have no idea what's going on right now.
No, completely embarrassed.
I'll try to explain it to you, but you still probably won't get it. But
okay. It's a Philly thing.
It's a t-shirt slogan. Dom is in studio. Dom will be taking over in about 7 or 8 minutes because Dom
is... Are you counting down or what? Give us 10.
I mean, come on. My whole nap. The whole nap today. I was going to go to the range. I was going to hit balls. The whole
thing. I should be on the Schuylkill by now. He said that 5 a.m.
I'm a team player. I'm all thrown off here. But
how's the golf game right now?
You know, where I was yesterday, right?
No.
I went to Aronimink.
Ah.
Not to play, but I interviewed not to drink either. The bar was closed. although they offered me a cold brew coffee, but I was just like, nah, I'm fine. I know I had to interview the PGA of America championship director for the PGA championship because it's coming to Aronimink next May in 2026. Right. So they gave me the tour, showed me the place, just, you know, out of my league. I thought about you, Dom.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I was like, Dom would probably hustle me for money on this course as well.
That's God's country,
too. No, Marion. It is God's country. Bala is my speed, yeah.
Bala is our neck of the woods.
The Munis.
The Munis.
And Karakung, and what's the other one? The Copps Creek.
Copps Creek. Roosevelt, South Philly.
Yeah.
By the way, on the fairways.
Conklin, you swing the sticks at all? You play a little golf?
No, not at all, but I've been to just about every golf course in the area for the outings reception.
Right.
For drinking purposes.
Well, always for drinking purposes, yes. Which, by the way, you will be able to imbibe in a adult beverage at the Keswick Theater Saturday, April 5th, and Dom will be a part of it, and Conklin is getting ready for another edition of Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Sports Orchestra. How does everybody sign up, get tickets, purchase everything they need?
JoeConklin.com. Plenty of good seats still available. We're down to about 57 tickets left.
57.
So get them in there.
Come on.
Yeah. That
Come
was
on.
The old Big Daddy Grammy.
There's 14 tickets left.
Big a sense of urgency.
I know we got about 300 left, but I'm saying 14.
Before we break here, Nick, I know you have this, you had this in the big take, but that was 17 hours ago.
It was.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu.
Oh, God.
She was on The Daily Show, and she seems to, like, it doesn't matter how bat-ass crazy things get. She's just like, she doubles down. I guess you have to admire her commitment to
stupidity.
To stupidity, yeah. I guess. She doubles down on advocating for protecting criminal illegal aliens and suggesting it makes her city safer. Can you roll this film?
In your constituency who might feel like, hey, why are we doing this? What's the big deal with this sanctuary city thing? If people are illegally in the country, shouldn't we arrest them and get rid of them? What is the big deal?
Yeah, we are, again, we're the safest city because we're safe for everyone.
South Boston,
a
safe.
A community where over a quarter of your residents were born in another country. If people are afraid to drop their kids off at school or call 911 when they need help or share information when they actually have information to report about a crime that happened, that makes everyone less safe, whether or not you are an immigrant, whether or not you're here in this country six generations or just arrived. So we're really focused on being that home for everyone, and it's worked.
Michelle Wu.
Here's Tuna Wu.
Yeah,
Jimmy Woo's sister.
It's a cute bait and switch that they're talking about illegal migrants, and then she just says immigrants and people from other countries, which is not what we're talking about.
Anna, you're fortunate. So. You live in Florida. You don't have to deal with this left-wing lunacy. Dom, Boston has to deal with it. And should we feel fortunate that we got Sherelle Parker and not Helen Gim? Because I feel like this would be a carbon copy.
E!
I mean, we kind of averted the disaster.
I want to say this. For talk radio's sake, I'd put up. I live in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Helen Gim here is a gold mine beyond anything we've ever seen. Beyond.
A disaster. Yeah.
Greg will tell you she put out a thing that I was going to be leaving the city to 200 media outlets.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. She used Dom in one of her pamphlets.
Yeah.
She put in her campaign pamphlet that you were leaving?
Yeah, that I'm leaving because I said I would leave if she won. So there was that. I may have gotten into it. But
I was going to say, Dom's going to leave. He doesn't take a vacation day. How's he going to leave?
Well, Sherelle Parker, though, has done better. But bar very low.
Very low.
Kind of a disappointment, too. Doesn't talk, doesn't do a whole lot.
Right. Doesn't provide us the content we're looking for.
No, not so much. Eagles thing is,
Okay.
Was Michelle Wu the one that had the Christmas party and then had to uninvite the whites?
Yes.
You remember, she had an aide that sent out an invitation to everyone, and it was only for the non-whites or something?
The uninvited whites.
Cooper DeGene.
Oh, my God. What a party this has been.
Anna, you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll
have me. Say it again.
Say it one more time, Chip.
I beg your pardon.
Joe Conklin, Keswick Theater, this Saturday. Dom will be there as well. Dom is coming up next. Great to see you, Dom. Have a great show.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, stay tuned. Dom Giordano, Dom time, starting a little earlier than usual. Stay there. He's back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.